Ravi de vous retrouver, vous êtes à l'écoute de Principes Actifs, 20h, 21h30, c'est le labo qui démarre pour une nouvelle session, une nouvelle émission d'1h30 en votre compagnie. On démarre tout de suite avec deux reprises qui m'ont énormément marqué ces derniers temps.
I'm talking about yet, but I'm gonna tell you soon. It's a pity. Isn't it a pity? Isn't it a shame? Yes, how we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back, forgetting to remember, just forgetting a note of thank you. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain when not too many people can see we all just the same? We're all guilty because of all that tears. Our eyes just can't hope to see, though I don't think it's applicable to me, the beauty that surrounds them. Child, isn't it a pity? How we break each other's hearts and cause each other pain. How we take each other's love, the most precious thing, without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back, forgetting to keep open our door. Isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain? Isn't it a pity when not too many people can see we're all surrounds them. Maybe that's why we cry. God, it's a pity. Lord knows it's a pity. mankind has been so programmed that they don't care about nothing that has to do with care. C-A-R-E. How we take each other's love, the most precious thing, without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back. Forgetting to keep open the door. But I understand some things take so long. But how do I explain? Why not too many people can see we're just the same? And because of all their tears, their eyes can't hope to see the beauty that surrounds them. God, isn't it a pity? Beauty that surrounds them. It's a pity. We take each other's love, just take it for granted while not thinking anymore. Give each other pain, and we shut every door. We take each other's minds, and we're capable of taking each other's souls. We do it every day. Just to reach some financial goal. Lord, isn't it a pity? My God, isn't it a pity? My God, it's so unnecessary. Just a little time, a little care, a little note written in the air. Just a little thank you. We just forget to give back, 'cause we're moving too fast. Moving too fast. Forgetting to give back. Some things take so long, and I cannot explain. The beauty that surrounds us, and we don't see it. We think things are just the same. We've been programmed that way. Isn't it a pity? If you want to feel sorry, isn't it a pity? Isn't it a pity? accept the beauty that surrounds us. Because of all our tears, our eyes can't hope to see. But maybe one day at least I'll see me and just concentrate on giving. 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 Until that day, mankind don't stand a chance. Don't know nothing about romance. Everything is plastic. Isn't it a pity? My God.
Dirty words.
voilà, deux reprises que j'ai découvertes récemment et qui m'ont pris du temps à assimiler. Tellement elles sont riches, tellement elles sont grandes. Nina Simone, d'abord sur l'album Emergency World, c'est un album live de, qui est sorti en 2011. La reprise Isn't It a Pity, la reprise de George Harrison des Beatles, mais alors transcendée par des paroles augmentées, par un, voilà, 11 minutes de alors que l'original en fait déjà 7, mais là, voilà, c'est encore plus long. Une basse parfaite, un piano évidemment à la hauteur de Nina Simone. Parfois, je me dis que on manque d'une Nina Simone aujourd'hui, quelqu'un qui arriverait à faire des reprises comme ça de choses qui sont actuelles de manière aussi élégante. Et puis juste ensuite, on a eu la reprise de Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. C'était par un groupe, vous l'aurez entendu, électro, qui s'appelle Howling.
My future shrouded in dark wilderness. Sunshine is far away, the clouds linger on. Everything I possess now they remind me of you.
Rien ne presse pour la nouveauté. On va d'abord, comme on vient de le faire, s'étendre un petit peu sur des choses passées. Colin, d'abord le groupe avec un extrait d'album de 2003, Everyone Alive Wants Answers, et c'était le titre qui portait le même nom que l'album. Et puis à l'instant, Jason Molina, un petit 45 tours, deux reprises de Black Sabbath, The Black Sabbath Covers. On a écouté le morceau Solitude.
That's what I refuse to do.
à l'occasion de la sortie de son nouvel album, Benny Sings, donc en 2019. Je suis allé réécouter quand même ce qu'il avait fait en 2015. Cet album studio que j'avais beaucoup aimé à l'époque. L'album est toujours aussi réjouissant. Don't Make Me Dance, c'est ce qu'on a écouté. Et puis, juste à l'instant, Alphaville avec Forever Young, l'album des années 80. Et le morceau tout Germany with Love, quand j'ai vu passer ça, là, cette réédition de 2019, remasterisée, avec un coffret, avec les démos, je me suis dit, je vais aller quand même rejeter un coup d'œil, un coup d'oreille, je vais aller jeter une oreille là-dessus. Parce que, évidemment, personnellement, c'est une énorme madeleine. Et puis, surprise, je m'attendais à vraiment être repoussé par tout ce que ça pouvait représenter finalement. Bah, en fait, pas du tout. C'est excellent. Cette chanson est excellente. Ça reste très, très innovant. Et puis, pas lourd du tout. C'est toujours bien d'écouter comme ça des choses qu'on avait plutôt bannies de sa mémoire.
In national elections, in songs raised on high, with stirring emotions, as tears fill our eyes, in democratic fever for national defense. I am a mountain. I am a mountain like birds upon a fence, like birds upon a fence. Young artists and writers, please heed the call. What's good for business is good for us all. For as it is in nature, so it is in life. The weak among us perish. The weak among us perish. The weak among us perish. The strong alone survive. Strong alone survive. Thank you.
the last tram. I kill the party again. Goddamn, goddamn. I wanna sleep in my bed. I wanna clean up my head. I wanna look this dead. I wanna feel this dread. I kill the party again. I ruined it for my friends. Oh, you're so silent, Jess. Well, maybe I am, maybe I am. Now at the central station, no time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I know. Black can, black can. Stories about the black cats and the way they drive. But if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black cats.
Nouvel album pour David Byrne dans le laboratoire ce soir sur Principe Actif. L'album s'appelle Ground Backward. Enfin, je dis ça, mais c'est la Deluxe Edition que j'ai trouvé. Donc, peut-être que l'album date d'un peu avant 2019 à vérifier. Je n'ai pas vérifié l'info. En tout cas, il est très beau cet album de David Byrne. Et puis, on a écouté le titre Empire. Et puis, à l'instant, Sa Majesté Jens Lehckmann. Avec son album de 2005, Inusable, Oh You're So Silent, Jens, le morceau Black Cab, qui, sans aucune pudeur, sample allègrement le morceau de Left Bank, I've Got Something On My Mind. Voilà, sans se cacher, ouvertement, dès l'entrée du morceau, j'adore. Ah, on était dans autre chose là, avec d'abord King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, un nouvel album pour 2019 qui s'annonce, je crois que c'est pour le 26 avril, je crois, quelque chose comme ça. Ils ont sorti un petit avant-goût de cet album, ça s'appelle Fishing for Fishes, et c'est encore une fois étonnant de leur part, enfin pas vraiment complètement étonnant, mais c'est vraiment autre chose que ce qu'ils ont fait l'année dernière avec au moins 5 albums dans l'année. Et puis à l'instant, MC5, à l'occasion de la redécouverte, ce qui me concerne, d'un coffret de 2004 qui s'appelle Purity Accuracy, le morceau Gotta Keep Moving, qui était à l'origine sur l'album High Time du MC5.
We'll be right back.
Vous êtes à l'écoute du laboratoire sur Principe Actif. Il nous reste une bonne vingtaine de minutes avec la musique dans tous ses styles, dans tous ses genres. On a donc eu deux morceaux à l'instant. Jeffrey Cantu, Ledesma. L'album s'appelle In Summer. Il est sorti en 2016 et on a écouté le morceau Love's Refrain, un morceau qui a été repris sur la bande originale d'un film qui va sortir en 2019. Je pense qu'il n'est pas encore sorti. Il s'appelle Knife plus Art. Et la musique de ce film, on vient de l'entendre à l'instant, elle a été signée par M83. Et donc, M83, pour cet album qui sort donc cette année, qui a le même titre que le film d'ailleurs, c'est-à-dire Knife plus Art. Pour cette musique de film a fait donc quelques petits emprunts à droite à gauche pour le disque et c'était très bien vu avec Jeffrey Cantu, Ledesma. Le morceau à l'instant de M83 pour cette bande originale s'appelle Un couteau dans le cœur. C'est la reprise car le morceau figure déjà plus haut dans la playlist de ce film. On écoute le nouveau Vampire Weekend.
Big Blue. Once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue. Once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lessons? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Thank you.
giornate era in ombra allora l'innamorato. Non assassinava mentre lui cantava.
Trois morceaux dans le laboratoire enchaîné. D'abord le nouveau Vampire Weekend, je l'ai dit, l'album va bientôt arriver. Le petit single qu'il annonce s'appelle Sunflower Big Blue. On a écouté, enfin c'est les deux titres, on a écouté Big Blue. Ensuite on a eu Demoiselle, Nathalie Rose Lebrecht, avec un album de 2003, Waro, et tous les titres sont sans titre, n'ont pas de titre, donc on a écouté le deuxième morceau de l'album, et puis à l'instant, Beefcake, l'album de 2000, Coincidentia Oppositorum, et là aussi, le morceau est sans titre.
What a day for me. I was anything I wanted to be. If I lost my mind, I'll probably laugh because it's not so funny anymore. What a day. I don't know what time or day it is. What a trip for me. I was this, I was that, I was anything I wanted to be. I thought I knew everything, but then I wonder if it's the right thing. No matter what it was, there'll be more. then I wonder if it's the right thing. No matter what it was, there'll be more. What a day for me. What a day for me.
Bless this day, Ora Brea, or other subsorts, and forgive her to us, Ora debtors, as we forgive her to our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Petite prière dans le laboratoire. D'abord, Harumi, un album de 68, d'un japonais découvert par Tom Wilson, qui était derrière Bob Dylan, Frank Zappa, Le Velvet, Simon & Garfunkel. Il découvre, il persuade Verve Records de signer ce japonais du nom de Harumi. Il enregistre ce disque incroyable, Comet, en 67-68, et puis il disparaît à jamais. On ne sait pas ce qu'il est devenu. Harumi, What a Day for Me, et puis à l'instant, The Books, avec l'album de 2003, fameux album de 2003, The Lemon of Pink. Et le morceau qu'on a écouté, c'était S is for Everything. Thank you.
shows up at the party in a pair of dark glasses. His grandfather won in the war. Say nothing to no one, just drinks as if that's what God gave him his ugly mouth for. And he doesn't make passes at the girls in the corner in their Bolshevik glasses and black. When they giggle a little and look at him funny, the gatecrasher only looks back. He takes in the faces, never quite placing them, squinting his short-sighted eyes. And each one reminds him of someone he's known or someone he faintly dislikes. And he can't understand the naive curiosity forcing two strangers to talk. When language is always and everywhere language, and people are like cheese and chalk. So he lifts himself out of his squatting position and gets up for something to eat. But the ham is too pink, and the turkey is cardboard, and the plate is as floppy as meat. So he fills up his glass from a bottle of vodka snatched from some new arrivals who stare. As he tips back his head like a man seized with laughter and spits the drink into the fire. And he looks so appealing, with eyes like a bloodhound and hair like the Catrasson coup. With the holes in his trousers designed to arouse us, he looks like he'd know what to do. On the rims of his eyes there's a trace of infection, or maybe the mark of a tear. And is it mascara, or is it bacteria? There where the white disappears. Which of those girls isn't scared of him? And which of us isn't the same? And maybe that's why, if the four of them, no one remembers Gatecrasher's name. Absent-mindedly licking the tip of a finger he's just used for scratching his ear. He wrinkles his nose at the taste of the wax, which like him is acidic and sour. And just for a second something comes back to him, something so real and remote, that he tips back his vodka to blank out the thought, and he grins as it scorches his throat. Maybe he thought of his mother, how she kicked out his father when he pushed her around once too much, and how he pretended to sleep as she hugged him, and how he'd been calmed by her touch. Or he sighed with nostalgia for a little Italian he met in a bar in Milan, while they swept up the glass on Piazza Fontana. He knew she'd be thinking of him, she'd be thinking of him. Or he wonders why Hitler liked lemon verbena, and whether he loved Eva Braun. Or maybe he thinks of his cheap bed and breakfast. On the far side of town.
Allez, on va clôturer cette émission qui déborde un petit peu, je m'en excuse, mais il n'y a personne après moi ce soir. Karen O and Danger Mouse, je me suis précipité sur le disque, je ne suis pas forcément entièrement convaincu. J'aime bien certaines choses chez Karen O qu'on n'en trouve plus du tout ici, les ambitions sont grandes. Sur cet album, Lux Prima, et on a écouté le morceau Woman. Et puis à l'instant, magnifique réédition des trois premiers disques de Momus, dont celui de 87 par lequel il débutait sa carrière, The Poison Boyfriend. on a écouté un extrait de cet album qui s'appelle The Gate Crasher. Voilà, bonne soirée à vous, merci de votre écoute, à mardi prochain, on se quitte avec Julie London.
And when I told them how wonderful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing I've ever seen. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly gonna tell them, that I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me. They'll never believe me.